Welcome to the For the Love of Coffee podcast. My name is Missy Bobo and I am your host. This podcast is sponsored by Blue Betty Coffee, owned and parented by Thumb Roast Coffee. To learn more about all things coffee and the magic that Blue Betty, the machine, the coffee roaster, brings to your cup, visit bluebettycoffee.com. It's been a minute since I've been on here. Things have been a little bit crazy. This is actually the fourth time I've recorded this podcast today for one reason or another. So we're going to make it quick, get to the point. Life's been crazy. Life has been full of ups and downs since I was last on. A lot of great things, but a lot of things that I used to label as a challenge, and I no longer label them as a challenge. I label them as an opportunity to learn and to grow. What do I need to know about myself and about the world around me through this learning opportunity? And one of the things that I have learned recently through a group of amazing women that we got together for a women's retreat and a bunch of just high elevated thinkers, just high awareness people, beautiful people. We were talking about motivation and what motivation is and how do you get it. And so I want to talk today about coffee and motivation. The root word in the word motivation is motive. Motive is why you did what you did or doing what you're doing. What is your motive? What is your why behind what you're doing? And then even though the last part is an action, it kind of looks like action, so we're going to run with that. If you know your why you're doing what you're doing, then you can take some action. And that's your motivation. For years, I thought motivation was I have to pull myself up by my bootstraps. I have to just dig in and get it done. I have to find something outside of myself and add it to me so that now I'm complete and I can do the job. I need to find the motivation. I need some outside source to fill me up so that I can then accomplish this task or goal. And instead, I want to look within and figure out my why. Even something as simple as cleaning a house, you know, cleaning my house, which I'm not a huge fan of cleaning. It's necessary. It's a good thing to clean. It's a good thing to come home to. But I'm not a fan of actually doing the job. So I could look at that and say, oh, I just have to get the motivation to clean. Or I can say, well, why? Why do I want to clean in the first place? Is it because I don't want somebody to stop in and I'd be embarrassed? Or is it because it's just what I'm supposed to do? It's my job? Or, you know, a myriad of other reasons. But I sat and thought about it for a minute. If I can shift my idea of why, then I don't need an outside source. The source for motivation comes from within. My why of cleaning my home is so that I have an organized, clean environment from which to work, but also to provide a safe, clean, peaceful place for my kids to come home to, for that to be their sanctuary, my husband to come home to, for us to have a sanctuary and somewhere to rest at my house. That's way different than I just have to in case somebody stops by and I'm frantic. If somebody stops by and my house is a mess, oh well, we live here. I don't know what to tell you. You can get whatever idea from that you want. It doesn't matter. My why now is going to pull from my motive. My motivation is going to pull from my why, my motive. And then from that, I'm going to take one small action. Motivation. Motive action. I know that's not really the word. But if I can just commit to one small thing, usually if I say, well, my why is that I want to clean my house so that my family can come home and rest. Or I ask them to help, right? It's not all on me. I'm not saying that I have to do it all. I'm just using that as an example. But let's just say that they're all gone and I'm at home. I'm a homemaker maybe. And they come home. That makes me feel joyful that I provided that to my family. Or I have to find the motivation to post on social media. I have to dig in and figure out what I'm going to do. Well, why am I doing the social media as a business owner? Why am I doing it? Well, because I want to entertain and connect with my audience. I want to talk about things that I love, which is coffee. I want to inspire. I want to engage with people that are like-minded and love coffee as well. So if that's my why, then it's not, oh, I have to go figure this out and I have to look up all this stuff and create all this content. And no, now it's, I get to share what I love with other people. So how do I want to do that? It simplifies this idea of motivation. And then I just commit to one small action step. I commit to one thing. Most of the time, when I commit to that one thing, I end up doing a bunch of other stuff because now I'm in the mode and I'm inspired and, you know, I'm cleaning or I'm creating content or I'm using AI or whatever. And then it's fun. Then there's no outside source. It's just the inner joy coming out. Big difference. So in the morning now, I'm having my cup of coffee. Right now at home, I'm drinking Honey Rivera. Beautiful, delicate coffee, very mild body, light, medium roast, but light bodied. And it's got a hint of strawberry, a note of strawberry. It's just, it's magnificent. You can find that at thumroastcoffee.com. And then I also have Blue Betty Coffee at BlueBettyCoffee.com. There we go. I also have that at home. That's a nice medium roast Honduran. So I have my, you know, my morning cup of joe, and then I sit and I think about my why. Whatever I'm doing for the day, what is my why? I want to serve people. I want to inspire people. I want to feel joy. I want to feel empowered. I want to give that away. That's huge. My motivation for the day has shifted from I have to trudge through, and now it's how can I share this joy that I have with other people? So I hope that inspires you today to take some introspection on your why and your motivation. And hopefully you're not looking for it. You find it in yourself. So grateful to be with you today. Again, visit thumroastcoffee.com, bluebettycoffee.com. So grateful that you showed up today. Have a great day.